Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with one of my favorite people, Cam Fine. Cam is President and CEO of Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. What do you got, 7,000 community bankers, community banks in America now, Cam?
Yes. We represent 6,500 community banks. We refer to our banks as Main Street banks or sometimes mom-and-pop banks. But they're your friendly bank that serves your local area. They have all different kinds of names. But I can tell you they care about small business. That's where they live. That's who they support.
There are 600 counties. I saw a report, Cam, a year or so ago, as I remember. 600 counties in the United States where the only bank represented is a community bank.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
That's a huge swath. Folks, that's the equivalent of 10 states.
Correct. There are huge regions in this country where the only financial provider is a community bank.
Yeah, and so that's just one of the reasons why we have to keep community banks safe and healthy. And whatever is good for community banks is good for small businesses, as I say, Cam. And whatever is good for small business, in my opinion, Cam, is good for the world. Now, what can we do? What can you say to us to help us work, help a small business owner build a relationship with community banks, help them at the local level? You know, not you, we got you up there going best two falls out of three on this lobbying stuff. What can we do out here on Main Street to get along better and to work better together?
They work pretty well together now, but I think every small business owner should get to know their local banker, work together on civic projects, on their own business. That banker has money to lend. They want to help. Remember, there's a synergy between the small business owner and the banker, because in essence, a community bank is a small business too.
That's right.
And so
a local small business.
Yes, they are a local small business. And so go local. You know, community banks on, I'll give you a good example. On Wednesday, December 17th, ICBA is going to kick off our Go Local Wednesdays, where we are going to encourage all citizens to shop locally at locally owned and operated businesses and restaurants and support small business owners and locally based entrepreneurs.
When's this going to start?
On December 17th. We're going to kick it off on December 17th.
And you're going to do that every month?
Local Wednesdays. And we're going to encourage all citizens to purchase, dine, and spend in their local community. And we want to really rev it up during the holidays to help these small businesses have a very good holiday season. So we're all about the vital importance of America's small businesses.
Well, I believe it, and folks, so one of the things that I've done over the years has helped me with my community bankers is I invite them to my business. Bankers, ladies and gentlemen, bankers love road trips, don't they, Cam?
Yes, they do. They love to visit their businesses.
And I invite them in, walk them around, and introduce them to your employees, and then bring in some food and show them your proposal on what you're trying to do with your business, with your real estate, what your growth plans are, and let them help you with this. What I just described, Cam, as you well know, is in terms of the United States of America, has been going on for 200 plus years.
Yes. In fact, community banks were the first type of banking institutions in the United States. They date back all the way to 1790s.
And one of the things that I like to say about community banks, Cam, is that you guys give small business owners credit for their character.
Yes, we do.
And when big banks use credit scoring to decide whether you get a loan or not, but let the computer decide, community banks don't do that. I've asked community bankers if there's 100 in the room, I've asked them how many of them use credit scoring. Maybe four or five hands would come up, and I say, "Well, let me ask you, do you use that to make the decision?" And not, every one of them said no.
Absolutely. We go on a person's character and standing, and are they good people or not?
Yeah.
And if they're good people and have good character, we make the loan.
Yeah, that's exactly right, folks. I stand before you as an example of that very example that Cam gave. Hey, Cam, keep up the good work. We're proud of what you guys are doing, and come back soon.
We will. Thank you so much.
Cam Fine, ladies and gentlemen, the President and CEO of Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.